If you look at how the state had brought this in with a very, very short time frame, the limited resources that was available to Donegal County Council to process this, I believe this was quite deliberate on the government's part to actually try to get as little application in as possible so that the state could turn around and, then and say that the need wasn't as big as what councillors and other politicians are saying. If you see on the ground the amount of private roads that are leading to, that can lead up to about 20 houses and plus more, and other public interest spaces, I genuinely believe that the need is far, far higher than that there. And I don't think the government had given ample time to allow for the public to submit applications. And I would call on the government to rethink this process and actually put in a proper process that allows for people to have the time to get around their neighbours, to speak to their neighbours and submit proper applications.
Even if you just take the valid applications that have been submitted by Donegal County Council, over 920 of them, it would appear if the work they need done is to be done, it's going to take a huge allocation from the government, not to mention bringing in more schemes on top of that.
I was in contact today with the council to figure out what's the overall cost of what's been submitted to the department. I believe it will be huge costs to the state, and unless the state, like you said yourself, provides adequate funding for this year, I think there's going to be a huge amount of people out there disappointed, and that's not good enough. People are working very hard, who pay taxes, and I think it's only right that the state looks after the infrastructure for them.